Dr. Pinsky with a female IME named Janine, J-A-N-I-N-E, Vile, V-I-L-E. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Vile as described in the report above. Patricia is now a 51-year-old woman who reports she injured her right hand at work in August 2016. Patricia attributed this to extensive typing and mouse movement. Patricia did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a tear of the TFCC as well as carpal tunnel syndrome. Patricia has undergone surgery to repair these in March 2017. April 2021, and October 2021. Patricia completed a course of active treatment in January 2022. New paragraph. I was in receipt of many of the treatment records you have, again, provided. These run from items 2 through 7 on the list above. As per subsequent treatment, she was seen by Dr. Ragland on 1/15/20, period. He wrote she had a clearly unstable subluxing ulnar nerve at the medial left elbow, which is symptomatic. He recommended anterior ulnar nerve transposition, period. He also noted she had a history of prior right carpal tunnel release and right triangle fibrocartilage surgery at Rothman about 3 years earlier. Following that surgery, she noted later in the year persistent numbness, tingling, and pain with certain elbow positions. This progressed to developing medial elbow pain. She denies any significant trauma. On 2/24/20, Dr. Ragland performed right anterior ulnar nerve transposition. Per the postoperative diagnosis was right elbow unstable ulnar nerve. On 6/26/20, she had an MRI of the right wrist compared to a study of 9/8/17. It demonstrated complete tear of the central TFCC with fluid in the distal radial ulnar joint. She continued to be seen by Dr. Ragland over the next many months. On 11/30/20, she underwent a need for treatment exam with Dr. Rekant, R-E-K-A-N-T. It remained his opinion that the diagnoses of carpal tunnel syndrome and triangular fibrocartilage complex tear are not causally related to her work activities. He also opined there was no evidence of causal relations to her recent ulnar nerve surgery about the elbow. He opined there was no evidence of symptom progression, nor is there evidence of further disability as it pertains to the alleged work injury from 8/19/16. New paragraph, she did follow up. She had occupational therapy on the dates described. She followed up with Dr. Ragland through 1/21/22. Scratch that. On 11/3/21, she was seen postoperatively for following right arthroscopic Feldon, F-E-L-D-O-N, wafer procedure. She reported some pulling over the dorsum of the hand, but otherwise minimal discomfort currently. She also evidently underwent a second surgery on 10/11/21, whose report information we have to insert. I can't find it right now. As of her last visit with Dr. Ragland, she reported the injection she got last week decreased her pain and the plan is to return to work on 1/17/22. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scarring on the dorsal aspect of the right wrist. where there was healed open surgical scarring at the right medial epicondyle. Paired there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Paired right elbow supination actively lagged 10 degrees, but was full passively. Period. She initially guarded range of motion about the right wrist, but then it was coaxed into full. Paired motion of the wrists, elbows, shoulders, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired and then normal through, she was tender at the right TFCC, but there was none on the left. Hands, wrist, elbow, Fallon's maneuver on the right, elicited paresthesias in the pinky finger, but not in the median nerve distribution. Paired, this was entirely negative on the left. Paired, the rest of that section is normal. Spine, cervical, normal. With hand anemometry, she demonstrated markedly decreased effort on the right compared to the left. Paired, she generated essentially a flat line distribution at less than half the power of the left. Paired, this belies her grip during manual muscle testing and ability to carry out other activities. Paired, impressions. Insert what I'll mark from my 2018 report. Period. New paragraph. Since evaluated here, she received an order approving settlement on 6/3/19 in the amount of 22.5% of the right hand. Period. She then applied for an increase in her award. Paired, she was seen by hand specialist Dr. Ragland, who initially treated her conservatively. Period. However, she then did undergo surgery to release the ulnar nerve. Paired, she also then underwent another procedure period. This was done by by Dr. Also by Dr. Ragland, involving static arthroscopy with Feldon wafer procedure of the right wrist. Period. New paragraph. Current examination found there to be some inconsistency in the petitioner's range of motion about the right wrist and elbow. Period. There was also a significant difference between her strengths during manual muscle testing and that generated on hand dynamometry. Period. She also had a non-physiologic response to Fallon's maneuver on the right. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, triggering locking or sensory loss in either upper extremity. Period. New paragraph. I would now offer an additional 2.5% permanent partial disability to that which I previously gave. Period. And that will be the end.